5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Greg.
All right, Greg, got $200 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. You get 3 seconds for each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Sure.
Number one, this Sunday is the Grammys. The Academy announced this year's performers include Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, John Mayer, and this artist that won Best New Artist of the Year last year. Who is that?
Billie Eilish.
Number two, Disney debuted its first Southeast Asian princess this weekend in the premiere of Raya and the Last Dragon. What Disney princess was based on the heritage and history of the Polynesian Islands?
Moana.
Number three, Mariah Carey's brother is suing her for depicting him as violent in her memoir. Tommy Mottola, that's Mariah Carey's first husband, was the president of what music company when he discovered her? Time's up. Four.
No.
Brooke Burke is raising awareness for Road Dogs and Rescue, an organization that rescues bulldog breeds. What reality show does she co-host with Tom Bergeron?
Pitbull Crew?
Number five. Anya Taylor-Joy plays the role of Beth Harmon in the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit. The expression Queen's Gambit refers to a move in what game?
Chess.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, so Greg got 3 out of 5.
Not too bad.
Yep. Let's see.
See how I do.
Number one, this Sunday is the Grammys, and the Academy announced this year's performers include Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, John Mayer, and this artist that won Best New Artist of the Year last year. Who's that?
Best New Artist. Gosh, last year. Was that Dua Lipa?
No, it was Billie Eilish.
Oh, Dua Lipa won it the year before,
I think.
You
know, it's so funny because Billie Eilish is so incredibly established at this point. It's funny to think that last year she was Best New Artist.
It's they make that weird. It's about when they release the single versus the record, but you're right. It's always weird.
All right, number two, Disney debuted its first Southeast Asian princess this weekend and the premiere of Raya and the Last Dragon. What Disney princess was based on the heritage and history of the Polynesian Islands?
That was Moa, wasn't it?
What's her name?
Moa.
No, it's Moana.
Come on.
You need all 3 of these to tie him, okay? Number 3, Mariah Carey's brother is suing her for depicting him as violent in her memoir. Tommy Mottola, Mariah Carey's first husband, was the president of what music company when he discovered her?
Sony.
That is correct. Number 4, Brooke Burke is raising awareness for Road Dogs and Rescue, an organization that rescues bulldog breeds. What reality show did he co-host with Tom Bergeron?
Brooke Burke?
Yeah.
Was Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes. You need this last one to tie Greg, otherwise he wins.
Mm.
Number 5, Anya Taylor-Joy plays the role of Beth Harmon in the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit. The expression Queen's Gambit refers to a move in what game?
Chess.
Yes.
Really?
Greg,
wow.
I'm sorry.
I was nervous.
Yeah, that got close. I can't remember the last time you missed the first 2 in a row. Greg, he tied you with 3. That means you do get an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you. This is Greg, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks, Greg. Hold on.
Better luck next time, brother. Enjoy that shirt. Good game.
Yeah, put another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning, $300. I really wanted you to lose today. That was close.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.